morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Speaking of confusing things.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about his sexuality.
China begins mass producing inflatable sexy pony dolls.
Yes!
No! What?
No, I hate it.
As why is that
by
confusing?
The way, I want you to point out the name of the site also that has
this God, I made fun of it
this
so
much.
This
is found on horse-news.net.
Now, horse-news.net.
Come across this.
Hold on.
What other kind of news does they have?
Here's the thing, Dutch. I have a lot of friends that know that I do radio. Oh. So whenever they see these stories, they post them on my wall. So I get weird shit all the time, yes.
Do you think that they really wanted horse-news.nay, but it didn't exist?
Yes. I hate her. Set. Oh my God, I hate her.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bunghole.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number calling is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on the interwebs if you want to get in contact with the show. Today is April 29th, 2015. The year of our Lord.
Do you pause because you're trying to think of a joke?
No. Pause because I'm looking at the date.
Oh, you have to look down.
Yeah, I have to look down at the date to see what day it is because I don't remember off the top of my head because I'm not a fucking almanac, Marie.
The last couple days have like melted into one another for me.
What is he doing here? I know, right? That's what I said about every party this weekend when Joe showed up.
Way.
just mean.
Really accurate, but mean. I guess there's a lot of people.
We gotta go around the room.
It is a goddamn packed house.
We gotta go around.
So of course, let's start with Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Never call me Sarkeesian.
John the Laser Santeri.
Pew 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 pew.
Joe shows his cock at any opportunity he can. Coletta.
Hi.
Sean Running Waters.
Hello.
British Ashley's here. Girl Name Ash is here.
I am here indeed, sir.
We have joining us from the live, fresh off of the live event, Ramcat Jackson is sitting over here right behind me.
What's up, guys?
Buttercup Sunset is sitting next to him.
Hello.
Feed the chickens.
Always.
Feed them.
Feed them.
Dutch approves.
I do not approve.
Feed them for Dutch.
Dutch loves it. Dutch loves it.
Bit.
You fucking love it. And of course, you just heard him right now, Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
I hate you.
I hate him too.
Speaking of hating you,
Royce,
he's
did
a
you
British, though, Ashley. You should love this.
What?
Next time I see you, I'm going to
drag
everyone?
You. Did you get everyone?
I got everybody.
You got everybody.
I did really good.
And I'm
fucking Royce Lopez.
He never introduced Royce Lopez.
Where is Mr. Royce Lopez?
Want to bring it back?
See.
No, stop it! I want a hat. I want a hat. I want a hat. I want a hat. I want a really, really.
sorry.
You gotta fuck with my friends.
That's not it's not always about you, Dutch. You know that,
it
right?
Is about me at
he
this
does
point.
Not know that. Look at the head wound. That would explain it. Did you put makeup on it?
He did. How much foundation did you put?
No, it actually it just got better when the scab came
when
off.
You it bought got better when you put foundation on.
When you put foundation over, it looked great.
I'm not foundation on. I'm not.
I was concerned when you looked at me and I saw it dripping down your brow and you're like, it's okay. And then you stumbled in the pool going to like the edge of the hot tub. I'm like,
I was very drunk.
It's okay. I bleed from the forehead sometimes.
I was very drunk and probably had a concussion at the time.
I was hoping so.
That's why I told you to go to sleep immediately. That's what
exactly
they tell
what I
you.
Did.
When you get a concussion, they tell you, drink more alcohol and go right to bed.
Yep.
If you feel sleepy, go right to sleep. Make sure that I am a doctor in the way Dr. Oz is one. Actually, not even like the way he's one. I'm a doctor in the way Dr. Pepper is one. You can listen to me if you want
you're
to.
Delicious. You're more like Dr. Nick.
You have 27 See, flavors?
Hi, everybody. So I get okay. So I, before we have stories, I guess.
No, we don't.
I like to write stories.
Do you like to write stories?
I was watching my stories this afternoon.
Really, General Hospital?
Maybe
you were watching
One Life to Live.
One Life to Live.
Where are you watching? What is she wrote?
I only watched the porn version. General Hospital.
Did you hear that Sabado Gigante is ending?
Don't even listen.
Look,
that means my childhood is ending. I don't want to fucking
my life
hear that,
is
okay?
ending.
And they're going to play him off with that fucking trumpet that they always had when they played off a bad singer.
What else am I going to masturbate to?
This conversation topic is making the show ending.
You don't understand Sabado Gigante because we're trying to reach the Hispanic market.
Wait.
Just because you white bread
really?
Motherfuckers.
Does Denver, what? Colorado not have Sabado Gigante?
Well, not if you
I've
say it like a
Sabado. Sorry, my lips got stuck together in the middle of that
no
word
because
Spanish is weird. Spanish is fucking weird.
Oh wait, first of all, Spanish is not weird. All five vowels in Spanish words sound exactly the same, as opposed to A, which sounds 25 motherfucking different ways in any word that you have.
And he's 26 right. in Canada.
And why is he screaming at us? You need to pot his mic down. He is coming in
I
hot.
Your mic.
Whoa,
down.
Hey, you're being mean
Whoa,
for a reason.
I love you too.
Yo,
I'm just saying.
American.
I got him.
This is up to you, right?
I pulled
him
down. I pulled him down. I got it. Sorry, Dutch. Jeez. I don't know you were going to hit your head.
Hey, the hissing went away, too.
It's going to turn you into a negative Nancy.
Dutch, by the way, you know that you're not supposed to pick your scab. You're supposed to let it naturally heal. How is that supposed to heal after, like, 2 days?
No, it fell off in the shower, so.
Because you dove into your shower.
No, he didn't dive. He bumped into the side of it.
He swam into the side of his shower.
I don't remember what happened.
Yeah, I know.
It was probably White Whitney Houston.
Part drunk, part concussion.
Hey, as long as he didn't get a DUI and he's allowed to come back to Florida.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's last right. year he ran a stop sign. This year he ran into a swimming pool.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, did we save any stories from Dutch and Roy to use on Hippo Juice? Did we skip over anything? Because the entire Dutch and Roy show was only stories from the weekend.
Two
well,
full
how about
hour.
This? How about we ask people?
Man, I should have been there.
I want to ask the people that aren't from More Like Radio. So I want to ask Ramcat and Buttercup Sunset how they enjoyed our company, because we of course said how great of a time we had with them and their people. But how did you enjoy our weird people?
Oh my gosh, it felt like long lost family. Like we fit right in, and you guys were amazing, and I love you, and don't ever leave.
Just like a family reunion. You know, it's a lot of fun, and there's always that weird guy in the corner who's staring, Ashley, and it's fine. everyone had a good time.
He's
you know, the
right
best part
there.
Is he's right behind
he's
me,
right behind,
and he's probably looking right through the back of my head.
Did
I don't want to turn around.
Did you strategically place him so that he could still be behind you,
so that he could murder you?
No, I forgot Ashley was coming. And
I had my dick out and everything. How could you forget I was coming?
See, that's not
that's cute.
I like that dry British wit, but right now we're in America. In America, we do American humor.
He's been here for a whole week.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, did you pick up on all of our culture?
Yes,
in a week.
Yeah.
I know that you requested to go to a Ponderosa Steakhouse, which
yeah.
is
yeah,
still
I
want to
talk about that.
Mind.
What is
Did
that? Did you guys
about?
Actually do that?
Yes. I get a fucking a message from D saying, hey, we want to come by and say bye to Mitch and Sherry, but we're going to go eat at a Ponderosa Steakhouse in Kissimmee. And I said, yeah, of course you guys are welcome to come over. But more importantly, why the fuck are you going to a Ponderosa Steakhouse? That's like going to a Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Well, let's let Ashley explain what he wanted at Ponderosa, because I'm very curious.
Different restaurant?
Well, I'm playing the I'm a tourist card, so basically that lets me get away with anywhere in
You're
Florida.
Playing you're an asshole card. Ponderosa Steakhouse is exactly like, it's a lower class Sizzler. That's what it is.
Next year we're going to Sizzler, guys.
What did you eat there? I want to know.
Garlic shrimp.
What?
Garlic shrimp.
Garlic. You ate shrimp at a Ponderosa Steakhouse?
Oh, he lives on
you
the edge.
Brass balls, my friend.
You, my friend, are you should be the new Bear Grylls. You're a fucking survivor, man.
Both
I wouldn't do that.
You don't think
the shrimp
near
the oceans is fresh?
I don't think the shrimp in a Central
More
Florida.
More fresh than where I live.
I don't think the shrimp in a Central Florida steakhouse. No, I don't think it's fantastic. They have sneeze guards, Dutch. You think the shrimp's great?
Oh, wait, so it is like a buffet.
Yeah,
it
like it's a fucking sizzler.
It's a steakhouse buffet.
Oh, shit. It's a sizzler.
I mean, the shrimp still have the toe tags on it, but it still tasted nice.
No, no, you don't get to make fun of, you don't get to joke around. You requested to go there.
It's yeah, where family. It's where families go to eat when they're poor.
Yeah.
I know, because I went when I was growing up and we were
Me
poor.
Me too. And we were poor.
Super poor. Is Golden Corral a higher caliber
yes.
of Ponderosa?
Listen. Okay.
Golden Corral. I would say Ponderosa is above Golden Corral.
Really?
Because Golden Corral does not usually serve steak, which Ponderosa does.
And sometimes Golden Corral does have those chocolate fountains where we witness.
Yes, I was just saying.
Yeah, John. That's what it is. Where we witness somebody drop a strawberry in there accidentally and stick their dirty old lady hands and grab it out of the fountain. just.
But the best part was it was slippery, obviously, of in the course. Fountain. So she kept slipping and it not grabbing. Falling. And her hand was just bobbing in and out of the chocolate fountain, trying to get the one strawberry, even though there was a whole buffet full of them right behind her.
I would have smacked her in the face on principle.
No, I was my jaw dropped and I was just staring at her struggling.
Oh my God.
Why didn't you draw a drop at Royce and go, why are we in a Golden Corral?
Because at that point I was committed. I could make you pay. See, Golden Corral's smart.
No.
They make you pay before. Because once you're in there, once you realize a mistake you
Dutch.
Made, you're like, I already paid.
No.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm committed.
No.
Now I have to eat this fucking 7-year-old fucking meatloaf.
We
and be happy with
which
it.
Which was delicious.
It was not bad.
That was the first and only time we decided to go there. And I think it was because of the goof.
Yeah. No, when you see prison transport trucks dropping off as their food supplier, you know there's a problem there. It's not the highest quality food. And for whatever reason, there's always a line because like their signature thing is like buttered bread or some bullshit. I'm like,
oh,
that's your
delicious.
Signature thing. Yeah, I get delicious. It. God damn it, guys. Stop defending Golden Corral.
There's nothing wrong with buttery bread.
I understand. For example, Red Lobster is terrible, but their cheesy bread. Is fucking great. They're little cheesy
biscuits.
Fucking
tits. I think that's what keeps them alive in Times Square.
Yeah.
By the way, he who must not call in the chat room is yelling at you saying, remember Times Square crab cakes, Royce? You're no one to talk.
Okay. Is that what we call him now?
I mean, Ash was already baptized by fire because he willingly went to Walmart, which every time I go
true.
There because I fuck up and forget to buy something on the internet, I lose 7 IQ points every
it's
time.
Bad.
That is strictly
really
an American
bad.
Thing. I keep forgetting that.
You're right. You know, no, you're right. It is kind of like Skyrim. When you go through, your XP goes down and there's nothing you do about it. You're like, I got to be in here. And I don't know. And it's sucking me in and it's sucking me in. And before you know it.
Did someone steal your sweets, bro?
Yeah. I remember one time I was at Walmart not too long ago and I grabbed the Nerf football and I threw it over all the aisles. I think I hit somebody in the head. It was Nerf, so it couldn't hurt that much. The lady walked out looking fucking pissed. And I
because someone just picked up a piece of her merchandise and hurled it across the aisles, you dummy.
Counterpoint.
Okay.
It was a Walmart. So that was the 10th.
That doesn't,
that was the that was the nicest thing that happened
That's
that evening.
Not.
I chipped my tooth at Walmart.
Did you get hit in the face with a Nerf ball that came out of nowhere?
No, I was walking down the aisle and they had those point of purchase islands that had a whole bunch of WWF, not WWE, Ultimate Warrior.
Get the F out, bro.
Plushes, and so I tried to headbutt one of them because I'm stupid, and my mom wasn't...
Stupid or a genius?
Well, the plushes, I remember that shit.
Yeah, so I tried to headbutt it, and the top of the grate that goes around the container, it hit my front tooth, and so I've got a chip right here.
Oh,
it
God,
didn't hit your front
horrible.
Tooth, you smashed your face into it. That's what happened.
Yeah, like you.
Wrestle buddies, right?
Bull, right?
Wrestle plushes, yeah.
Wrestle buddies.
Wrestle buddies, yes.
Yes,
that's exactly
yes.
what it is.
I had a Stone Cold Steve Austin one. Okay, thanks. Cool story, Hansel.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Also, Nerf products are dangerous because it also broke your finger, right?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
How did you break your finger with a Nerf product?
Okay, look.
Wait. Was it a Nerf bat?
No, it was a Nerf football. I was trying to catch the Nerf football.
Nerf football, no less.
The football jammed my pinky. Look, you can see the knuckle here looks fine, all normal. This has got like some sort of weird V growth. It's going to explode, and then there's spiders that are going to go everywhere.
Oh, no, don't.
Right? That's bad.
Yeah. Is that bad?
I don't want spiders.
I don't think that's how
I've
that
just
works.
Been really busy. I haven't had time to go to the doctor.
To remove my spiders?
Yeah. Oh.
That sounds awful.
Oh, but what you were asking before, yes. You guys can hang so hard. I don't know how you muster the energy in order to do not only do the show and hang out afterwards, but just do it all over again. So I really feel like that quote that Sparkle Baby was mentioning. Yeah. Remember that episode in Lost when they met the others?
Yeah.
This was it in its entirety. It was a great weekend.
It was fucking fantastic. Yeah, we had
you
a really good
time. You call us the butt half of the airplane?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Butts. The sexy butt.
That pizza butt.
Lost. All this is lost on me.
Everyone had a good time.
Oh, have you still not seen Lost, Dutch?
I've never seen Lost.
No, he still has a concussion.
Would you fucking get on the island already and watch the damn thing so we can talk
Why?
About it?
Why? I heard it's just a huge disappointment.
We just don't watch the last season.
Life is a huge disappointment.
Thank you, Joe. Exactly. Don't watch the last season.
You're good.
That guy knows what I'm talking
about. Just like Dexter, don't watch the last season. Yep.
He's going to watch it anyway. If he watches 1-4, he's going to watch
it. I don't care if you haven't seen Dexter because they fucking spoil me. He becomes a lumberjack at the end. What the fuck is that about?
Spoiler alert.
No, I don't give a shit about spoilies because fuck that horse shit. Fuck that horseshit.
You
that
mad, bro?
And yeah, I'm fucking furious. I invested 7 goddamn years into that fake Miami set in L.A.
Royce, you don't want the Miami Lumberjacks? Because I want the Miami Lumberjacks.
I do not want the Miami Lumberjacks.
Dude, I'm like, yeah, I invested 7 years in a Nip Tuck, and that just got retarded after a while.
Oh, I'm sorry for you.
My condolences.
I am not.
Yeah, no, you have to enter. There's a
but the Dinkles
level.
Is in it.
The
remember?
Dinkles?
The Dinkles?
The Dinkles
was
the babysitter that ended up fucking Julia, remember?
Yeah.
That's when it started getting weird.
Fucking Dinkles, man.
Well, that's funny that, Mark, that's what you mentioned because half of our group, when we were asking the asking yesterday and stuff, were like, I don't understand how those Moxie LaFemme people do this all the time. Yeah. So I think both of us were impressed that both of us were hanging. And really what we're all saying is, oh, my God, I'm fucking old. How is anyone else doing this?
Joe was just happy that he was surrounded by people who also like to have their penis out all the time.
Yeah.
That made his day because Coletta loves having
that was a more than one penis out party.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely. A lot of sausage there.
Yeah.
A lot of sausage, a lot of bags. Merch is all bag.
I still have childhood friends that won't invite me back to parties because I take my dick out there.
Yeah, I saw
so it was really nice.
I saw plenty of sausage.
Glad, dude, he's crazy.
I saw plenty of sausage, Joe's sausage, during breakfast that following Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, Coletto.
That's right.
You're welcome.
He's most impressive.
He is always, always ready to show off his tiny headed but
sausages?
Long penis.
I want sausages. I want sausages.
I never get to use that clip, but I'm so happy.
Thank God.
Oh, great. Can I just clear something up?
Of course.
No.
Your herpes?
I was listening last night.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
What happened? I did not bathe in Santeri Buff Baby Jizz. I
okay.
did not.
Can you just rest that story for people
Santeri Buff Baby Jizz!
Is that a thing that we can market?
Hold on. I actually want to hear what happened.
Diplomatic community!
I want to hear from Santeri's point of view.
What happened is you scumbags didn't tell me what happened.
So, John, apparently you had some fun in a hot tub at one point.
I did.
Woohoo!
Tell us, please.
At one point, were you not paying attention? At one point, yeah, from the time we got there until the time they left.
Ow!
John?
I have a couple funny stories.
Yes, I'm...
Oh, yes.
Comment from John first, and then comment from Buttercup?
Yes.
What?
All right,
what
go to Buttercup.
What happened in the hot tub, stupid?
A very pretty girl... warming
so
me up. was warming me up.
Right.
Warming me up? What are you, a fucking relief pitcher? Jesus Christ!
You're doing
talk like an adult.
He's doing a good job.
And apparently everybody else thought it was too hot for the tub, so they all dispersed. And
no, it's not that Joey, it's too
Jojo,
hot for the tub. Hold on.
I didn't know what was going on.
Too hot for the.
It's not that it's too hot for the tub. Yes, fucking.
Too hot.
Fucking.
Too hot, baby.
Hate all of you.
And then Joey Jojo is still in there.
No. But the funny part is after
Joey Jojo,
after John finished up, Joe was sitting there with his arms out like the fucking like Scarface, like king of the goddamn world. And I'm like, ah, Joe.
There was plenty of white
there's
stuff.
There's something very important
here,
to point out here.
the wall that leads from the pool into the hot tub, there's a bit of an overflow.
Also, so that's
between
Joe's
the time that he released his fluids, I believe it mixed with the rest of the tub. So I mean the pool. So I wasn't I wasn't immersed in John Jizz.
Are you saying that the John Jizz floated to the top and spilt over into the pool, therefore being in the pool and no longer in the hot tub, therefore you weren't swimming in jizz? Is that what you're claiming, Joe?
That's what I'm
how do you know
myself.
That there was even jizz in there? How do you know it just wasn't your own stew?
It looked like a freshly poured Guinness.
John, yeah. John, hey John,
had a lot of head to it. Had a lot of head to it.
Hey John,
yes,
was
yes, yes. What?
Was there jizz in it?
No,
for reals.
Wait, what happened?
Did you jack off? Did you actually come?
Jack off? Yeah. There's a big difference.
I'm sorry,
between him jacking off by himself into a hot
halfway
tub.
Through. Did you come in the tub?
No, I did not.
Oh,
okay. Well, then never mind.
Good.
You're still pre-com.
Oh, that overflow thing doesn't matter anymore.
He came in.
Someone politely handed me a shot of Kraken, drank it, and then I like
came in the shot glass.
and then I dive bombed into the pool, leaving Joey Jojo in
Stop
the
calling me that.
The hot tub, which by the way, because so many people were in the hot tub, the water level went ridiculously low. and then the cheese sat alone.
Is that a merch reference? Or?
Hold on. John, are you a pre-cummer?
No.
Or as police like to call a leaker?
Are you a leaker?
No.
Do you even leak, bro?
I am not a vegetable.
What's the best way to tell if you're a leaker?
With an open and hungry mouth.
If your penis starts leaking fluids.
Why are you asking, Dutch?
I love the idea that he was sitting in some sort of John cum.
Look, you have to understand.
There was nothing.
Thank you.
Not so much cum as chum, because that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he swirled around that much.
Right.
Like man goes into pool, pool goes into cage, cage goes into salsa.
Yeah, black.
Our shark's in the salsa.
John had black eyes like a doll's eyes.
All I know is just
I'll never get a hand job here anymore.
Look, I am not going to open that hot tub and have Joe and have that little Kittner Joe fall over the docks, okay? Not an Independence Day. It's not happening on my watch. Sorry.
Just saying, all I know is that at one point it was after, you know, said beautiful lady and John got out of the hot tub. I look over and I just see Joe leaning up against just the hot tub, looking out over the whole pool and back
very happy
patio area and one hand's down, the other hand's up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I wonder what's going on. He just had the biggest smile on his face.
Joe, what were you doing?
Can I bring that up?
I was
Joe,
jerking off.
No, I know you weren't jerking
off.
Yeah,
because you were jerking off standing next to the pool. And I had to say, Joe, stop.
Your hand was always on or within 2 inches of your penis. As always.
That's it
was
just what I do.
I had to say, Joe, no, because you were totally stroking it.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
You were, Joe.
I don't know if you were
Everybody
fluffing
agrees.
It or stroking it, but it was more than one jerk.
Stop fucking jerking off, Joe, you leaker.
And I said, Joe, come on.
I don't leak.
Yeah, I don't leak. That's his only
thing. I do not leak.
As long as we're clear on that one.
I am not a leaker, sir. I'll have you know. Mine is tight. It is watertight. Oh, man. But yeah, that was really fun. John, we didn't ask you how did you enjoy all the weekend and the festivities?
Like I said, I wish I would have asked for more days off because two and a half nights it definitely wasn't enough. I was being too nice with my work.
You really were.
I really fucking was. I was pissed off that like I was like because like. What I should have done was I should have asked for Thursday off. Mm-hmm. So that way I either drove up Wednesday or butt ass early in the morning on Thursday and then stay until Tuesday.
And now speaking of butt ass, how's your butt?
It's still numb. I have welts. There's no bruising, thankfully.
You have welts though.
Just welts.
But that board will probably hurt more than or equivalent to the tiny car antenna that Buttercup so nicely flogged me with last time.
Flogged.
John, out of all the stand-ups that you've done to date, has the antenna been the most painful?
The second. The most painful was the stand-up shoot down.
No, the shoot down had to be the most, because remember, the paintballs, because he thought he was helping you by dialing down the PSI, but he was hurting him, because if they don't go fast enough, they don't pop. So you're just getting hit with these fucking rubber bullets. And
so there was that, plus also the fact that I was holding my microphone perfectly just underneath my mask.
Yeah.
And my friend that was shooting me did not want to hit my arm or the microphone and damage the equipment. So he shot lower, but he just so happened, because he's so accurate, he shot just below the body armor and just above the cup protector. So he was hitting me like right there where like most people have an abdominal beat.
I thought the tasing had to have been worse.
No, the waxing's pretty bad. Fuck.
Yeah,
John, you're a goddamn masochist.
I have like a whole library of you screaming from that. You didn't hurt screaming that bad from the paintball.
We did get him to bleed from waxing alone, so.
Yeah.
And we didn't.
Fuck!
That was you.
Yeah, that was you.
Wait, what about the one that goes from like all of the decibels to like almost like white noise?
That one's my favorite.
That was the taint, right? That was the taint?
Yeah, I think so.
That was the taint indeed.
That was definitely the taint. And now that you guys, John is a hairy boy. So
hairy.
It was so hairy like a bear. So she just So
you're hairy. You're so hairy like a bear. Your nippers are so pink.
So
that one's gratis.
But so I'm actually sad that I didn't get a whole lot of because like I put a lot more effort into my jokes this time around because I knew
really,
that I'd be
that
doing
was
in front of a live
that
audience.
Was effort.
That was effort, huh?
I laughed once.
You're slaying them, bro.
We did save them one time.
And he did
you guys really didn't like my jokes, did you?
No, we did like it. We liked that joke where you got hit in the butt. The other joke when you got hit in the butt again.
I love the fact that the owner of the bar, what was his name again? Gus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gus showed up and he just gave them a paddle and said, here you go.
That was a 2x4.
It was a fucking paddle. 2x4.
2x4, that's what I'm sorry.
Fucking Hacksaw Jim Duggan was getting beating his ass with it.
Beat the shit out of him, man.
It was hilarious.
All I'm saying is he's lucky Topaz was up there because she
took
some
mercy.
Grades. Yeah,
she has sympathy on you.
Yeah,
but you were getting beat. I love. By the way, may I say I love your outfit, John. Those boxers. Those were fantastic.
Well, because my original outfit was destroyed by my kitty cat. So I was
what
like,
a bitch! What was your outfit? Cat food?
No, it was going to be a Calvin Klein thong.
Your cat destroy a Calvin Klein thong?
Because cat is
I left
body
my
issues. Okay,
open.
Your cat's a hater.
All right, his body issues. Sorry, John, go ahead.
So somebody asking me or are they asking you?
I'm asking you.
Both of us.
Okay. No, because I left my duffel bag open that I put everything in, and my cat is all about if it fits, it sits. So she fit in my duffel bag. She was sitting in my duffel bag, and then she just decided to claw and eat the shit out of my wardrobe.
Kitties are
this
cute.
This is also on the day that you were doing your catnip smuggle.
So once again, pussy ruins one of John's outfits. Is that what you're trying
again,
to say?
Again, one many times.
Hey,
this is not the first time, nor will it be the last.
But then, what also helped too is that Gussie, my dear friend Gussie, gave me shots of tequila.
That
but
helps.
Then was like presenting them to me like a Catholic priest and kissing me on the forehead. I was like, oh, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Because he saw, he's like, ooh, they're beating the shit out of me. I feel bad now.
Take one of these.
No, he'll randomly just get drunk and then get somebody else drunk with him. He's good at that.
But I actually thought it was because I like superhero saved his life when he was trying to put up the privacy blinds at the front of the door, because he stood on the back of like a booth. A very loose booth, and he comes towards me, and just like with cat-like reflexes, I grab the booth with my arm, and I'm just staring at it, waiting until he finishes what he has to do,
because cats,
so he can get down.
Cats are known for catching booths. It's very well, known. They're booth catchers. That they're the booth catchers of the jungle. That's well known. That's why Egyptians worship them.
I was close enough to see him almost bust his ass, but not close enough to be able to have saved him in time.
I tried because helping him, but if
I didn't react, he probably would have broke my legs just from the way that the angle and everything was. I probably would have had to go to the hospital.
Man, you're a hero, John. And the best part about it is how humble you are about it. It's like you wouldn't even know you did anything if you didn't bring it up four times.
Thank you for you.
I love you, John.
I know.
I want to know if Ramcat and Buttercup have any other like memories that we might have skipped over. I feel like we're missing a ton of shit.
Yeah, and I want to ask Joe too. What was his favorite part?
I don't know. There were too many. I can't.
I have a favorite part.
Sure.
Okay. So, you know, I broke the Nike seal when we got over here after the BBB show Friday night.
Took exactly 90 seconds.
Yeah.
108, Royce.
108.
108, yeah. I knew exactly what I was doing as soon as I knew we were coming over here. Like, yes, I'm getting naked and I'm getting in the pool. So I see Joe gets naked. I'm like, yes, finally, like another guy's getting naked. That's awesome.
He doesn't need an excuse.
It's usually just ladies. So, you know, that made me really happy. And then, you know, my lovely friend was getting to know John a little bit better. Yes. And they were getting cozy. And then I know John got naked. And you know, she was topless. And then I look over and I see Joe getting cozy behind her. Uh-huh. And I was like, yes, this has to happen. I'm so happy. Yeah. And I like yelled it to the whole backyard. Yeah. And he backs up and he's like, what? What are you talking about? Nothing happened. What?
Yeah, no,
what?
I didn't want to interfere with John's things. I just.
Don't stop. Keep going.
Fucking boogie nights.
Yeah,
party.
What the hell? You're not stopping. They don't let me rain on your parade. Jesus.
Rain on your parade.
Rain on his face, John.
Oh, fuck.
That is the well, obviously we're not allowed to say her name, but can we call her like another name?
Just say girl. Just why, say why, do you, lady. Why do you need that? You pretty OCD lady.
Because I want to address like a story that like, involves her, and okay. I want to keep saying that pretty girl.
Lady. Yeah, that'll work. Everyone gets that.
Everyone knows who that is.
We get it.
I mean,
we don't need the nickname. Go.
What?
Go.
No nickname. Just
tell
say pretty lady.
Stupid.
Okay, so no pretty nickname. Pretty lady. Woman.
That's even longer than a regular nickname.
I, the thing is, I actually want her to call in because I want to know what she was whispering to Sherry and my girlfriend that made them take their tops off. So
she was probably
saying, take your tops off.
I mean, she'll do here, that. Let me help you take your top off. First.
Something, she has this like little bit of a dykey vibe about her, which is awesome.
Oh, is this another one of your everyone wants to eat my girlfriend's pussy conspiracy things, Dutch?
Yeah, that's not just conspiracy theory.
Because that's what I say all the time.
He does. That's his nickname, actually.
What kind of a statement was that?
She is a titty whisperer.
Titty whisperer.
She really is. Like, she's gotten D out of her top in a bar before. Yep. Yeah.
So do you want mystery pretty girl lady to call in? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, yeah. I just, you know, I figure I would want her to weigh in on the hot tub story.
It's up to her.
But I think it's only right?
No. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, if she wants to, she's more than welcome to.
She's going to be nameless. It's no problem. Nobody's going to identify her voice.
Okay. That's nobody to fuck up. No name. One slip up none of you because you fucking guys are terrible. You always
that's
slip
it.
Up.
That's the reason why if I give her a name, we'll
no,
slip
we'll
up.
Fuck it up anyway. You're pretending like we're professionals and not
right,
ask
her. She's Gertrude. Gertie, call in.
Gertrude is the worst.
It's the greatest one ever.
That's what you get for not offering a suggestion before Dutch thinks
you're right.
Of
this
one.
Really, thank you. This is
come on,
100%.
Gertie, 954-573-2780.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Yeah. This is coming from the guy that suggested the Wheel of Death.
All right.
Him.
How'd that go?
Hi, caller. Who's this? Is this Gertie?
I love how you guys talk about shit with ideas behind.
All right. It's pretty lady. All right, Joel, go ahead and ask your question.
Oh, no. I just wanted you to weigh in on, like, you know, the whole. What was it about John's unit that you just were like, hot tub, do it? And turn your radio up louder.
My radio?
Turn it, if you wouldn't mind turning it down.
Turn it up as loud as you can.
So we can.
By the way, Dutch is the head interviewer, as you can tell by his tact.
Yes.
Or lack thereof.
Fucking
hold on,
Brian Williams.
I have to turn you guys down on my computer because I can't hear you.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was saying. I was saying turn it up louder.
She got it.
No, turn it down. Listen to Dutch ever again.
Okay. Okay, what are you asking? And I'll tell you whatever you want.
What made you attracted to John?
That's not what Dutch said.
And then also, how did you get the girl's tops off?
First off, that's not how Dutch asked it.
Well, John and I have been talking for a couple months, and we were just really excited to meet each other, and it was just, I don't know, he's cool. I enjoyed hanging out with him.
So John
hot. I mean, look at him. He's adorable.
Yeah, he is hot. Look at that sexy. John, take your shirt off.
My shirt is off.
He doesn't have shirt on.
Keep forgetting he's on a camera.
So John was putting the moves on before he even got up here. That's good.
Nice.
Good for you, John.
The thing is, like, it's been a running bit for a while. We tried Tinder. We tried OkCupid. We've tried all kinds of stuff. So I'm really happy about this.
Yay.
Way to talk up your friend there.
Jesus.
All right.
I just said I was happy.
I love you, Joe.
Joe's the best.
So to the second half of the question, what?
How freaking buff is John? Let's be honest.
Right.
Well, he's a buff baby.
He's pretty buff. God, he was so freaking buff, I couldn't believe it.
So, pretty lady, what or how did you get Sherry and Kelsey's tops off so quickly?
I honestly just, I kind of just seduced it off of them. I just looked at it and I was like, we need to have this top off right now. Let's take it off right now. I mean, there was no like special fucking word or anything. I just said, it's time. We need to do this now.
That's how most Moxie parties work. It's like, okay, you now naked.
So Titty Whisperer works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is your Zodiac sister speaking. I coined you the Titty Whisperer.
And they loved me for it after, which was amazing. They like thanked me for taking off their tops, which I appreciate them so much, and their boobs.
Yeah, and because of what you did, what happened on Friday, on Saturday, Sherry was telling us yesterday that when she was getting changed to go in the pool, she's like, she's about to put her top on. She's like, not going to need this. And she threw it back in the car. And she
exactly, because I would have ripped it off of her.
By day two, I think everyone got the picture.
Yep.
There was no question. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, all you people are amazing. I'm so happy to meet all of you. It was a wonderful time.
Yeah, it was fucking likewise.
Yeah.
Any other memories you remember about the whole thing? Now that we have you, pretty lady, on the phone, that you might want to say, since we're asking everybody.
Her name is Gertrude.
I'm not going to call her Gertrude just because you come up with terrible names.
Gertrude Joyce.
Such a terrible fake name.
Memories. I mean, a lot. Just the whole. I mean, any pool memories, like the whole entire weekend of pools.
Anything that involved a swimming pool.
And I mean,
yeah,
lots of kissing and heavy petting and enjoying someone.
Super sexy.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun.
That was a blast. Yeah, I was like,
can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, like I was saying before the show, we were asking this. You know, we're always asking, like, oh, what do you want for the next live event? Everyone's like, Florida. I'm like, Florida. Stop asking.
Florida.
Everyone's like, stop asking. Why do you keep asking?
Just come back. Yeah, just keep coming back.
I'm like, but you know, we could always Florida. All right, guys. Okay. I mean, if you want to, you know, I mean, but you know, I just want to put it out there in case Florida. Dude. Stop fucking around, dude.
Just Florida, dude.
Just stop it. Shut up.
When Kelsey and I flew away, we were like, it's fun here. Like, you want to come back?
It's fun here.
Yeah, you have to come back. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking. It was fucking blast.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Any other stories anybody has about
the... Did John come in the pool?
Cut!
No!
No! Jesus Christ!
I'm just
double checking. I'm a reporter here.
You're like the Geraldo Rivera of podcasting.
Right. Exactly.
He's just got to get both sides. That's all.
I need to get that mustache first.
Everyone knows Dutch is fair and balanced.
I had no idea that people were watching until I walked into the bedroom.
Everyone was watching it!
I didn't fucking know that, so I was trying to be discreet and romantic or something, you know? And I walked into the bedroom, and Sherry goes, I have to tell you, and she's whispering to me, and she's like, I totally watched you get a hand job. And I was like, what the fuck? And she's like, yeah, but it wasn't just me. We had a whole group of us watching. And I was like, oh, my God.
And to be fair, like I said, yeah, hold on.
She's standing up in a hot tub doing that.
And to be fair.
Sit down next time.
And to be fair, like I said,
hey, yeah. You know what? I had a lot of fun, so I don't give a shit. You guys enjoyed
watching. Oh, yeah, we had a great time. Like I said yesterday, too, also, when I walked around the pool and John had, you guys had finished and John was in the pool, I walked over to the side of the pool, talked to everyone, and John just goes, hey, did you see we got a hand job? And I just stopped and I looked at him like, yeah, buddy.
Yeah. High five. No, not with that hand.
Because everybody already told me afterwards that they saw, so it's all like, okay, hey. I guess the cat's out of the bag now.
No, I
agreed at all, apparently.
Well, there's only one hot tub.
You tried. You did your best.
Yeah, but you guys were drunk and swimming. I was like, they're not fucking paying attention to us.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people in there talking, staring at Joey JoJo's ding-dong.
Yes. People are drunk and swimming, but let me explain drunk and swimming at parties. You could be drunk, swimming, and fucked up. You will zone out of it, something boring, but the immediate sex or anything like that, everyone becomes hyper-focused
again. It's a beacon.
Yes, it is.
It's like,
it's like a lighthouse.
It's like moths to a light.
Those people are doing it over there.
There's sex going on over there.
Stick under her hand.
Is that John's penis? That's John's penis.
Oh God, it was a fucking blast.
I find it extremely hilarious because every time we party, every time I party with this girl, I love her so much. She's like, hey, just you guys do it, do something. I'm just gonna watch. I'm just gonna watch. And then like she doesn't stop. It's all night. And then she's like, hey, I promise I won't touch you. Okay, I might touch a little bit.
Just a little bit.
It keeps escalating.
It keeps escalating.
Gertrude is a little bit rapey.
It keeps going. It keeps going.
I love it, though. I love it. I'm like, yes, yes.
You I'm Reiki in like the best way possible.
Best way. Yes, best way.
The best way.
Buttercup,
possible.
I love you so much.
I love you so, so much.
Buttercup, the only thing I can say is, I seen it.
I seen it.
It happens.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
It happens to the best of us.
Here's a nice memory that I have of the weekend is that I like playing detective because when I do time travel, I eventually do time travel after drinking too much. I start piecing the nights together because of the photos, which I didn't realize that I took Dutch's shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
And I had the tie in my mouth, and I'm giving you a sensual massage, and then I'm looking at my arm, and there's, what is this scratch for? Oh, that's right. That's when I fell in the pool, but I didn't spill my beer, and I ended up chugging it.
That's right.
That was really funny.
He did fall right into the pool. He like misstepped.
Holy
and then,
shit, that's what? Right.
Mark just goes flying through
but
the
he,
air.
He
but
held
like
it up.
A cat, he twisted his back and like a ram held cat. His fucking... Like
holy
a
ram shit, cat, yeah. I remember that.
But then he said, I saved my beer.
Yeah. I saved my beer. I'm watching this train wreck.
Yeah,
no,
I know. I think Mitch was like, did you save your beer? He's like, of course I did.
I mean, I broke my ankle, but I saved the beer.
He does not believe in alcohol abuse.
I do not. No. I will not. I can't stop or won't stop.
Fucking bad boy for life. What was that? Was that a bad boy?
That was me being Mace.
Oh, okay, cool. So a reverend and unemployed now. Got it.
Can you not do that ever again?
Sorry. Not sorry.
Titties broke my foot last year. Speaking
it's
of broken
true.
Foot.
Yeah, you broke your foot in a titty-related accident.
Yeah, I did.
What?
That'll happen.
It was too much for me. I was so excited. Because
what happened?
Well, those are spectacular and special boobs.
I'm so excited!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, I was going and going like all night. Like, please take your tits out. Please.
Where was this at?
At the said place that we were partying out Saturday there
you
night.
Were you doing it all day?
Same place?
All day, bro.
Look at this, Winston. I can do this all day, man.
Yeah, I got it all day, man.
That party I missed.
Yeah.
I was not at that party.
So you, how did you break? How did you end up breaking your ankle? You said
my foot. Okay. My fifth metatarsal is actually called a Jones fracture.
Very nice.
Yeah,
that's a professional.
So
thing.
She finally relents and takes the tatas out.
Yeah,
and I start jumping up and down. Yay! Oh my god! And broken foot. And I continued to party and get in the hot tub.
Nothing, yeah, because they
as
tell you to
tradition.
Ice it and then heat it, so that's perfect.
You know, like keep fall asleep. Just keep drinking liquor and then fall asleep after that head wound.
Yeah,
I don't think that's what
you're
they
gonna,
mean.
You're going to want to leave that head wound unattended.
That's what the doctor Roy says.
Go right to bed.
I did that and I'm fine.
He's perfectly fine. He looks great.
I wouldn't say fine.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say looks.
I wouldn't say that I had as bad of an injury as a broken foot, but in one of our fun party times where I was completely nude outside of a bottom and some painted titties, I got stung by a bee halfway through the day.
Oh, yeah.
And I kept waiting for my leg to swell up, but I was still so drunk. I'm like, hey, check it. I just got stung. I'm naked and I got stung by a bee.
Oh. Bees!
Not the bees.
So what we're trying to say is
bees everywhere.
Nudity makes everything better.
A little bit.
It makes everything better.
It does. Laughter really is not the best medicine. Nudity is.
No, the thing is, like after I got home, like Elsa and I were like, we need to find burlesque people. Like they're fun.
Yeah.
Are there any burlesque troops in Colorado Springs and/or Denver?
I haven't
that you know
searched. I've been to one burlesque show in Denver. And that's about it. But I'm assuming like that because it seems like it's more of like an underground kind of thing. But like there's like a solid following for that type of a thing anywhere you go. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing, Dutch. I'm like, why isn't there a group like this in New York near me? I need to find
my gosh,
people.
Dude, it's
so
New
many.
York. I guarantee you have
plenty,
tons.
Plenty in New York.
Oogles and oogles and gaggles
I gotta start looking
burlesquers.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you find them?
Well, you're friends with me on Facebook, so that's a good start.
What's his name? Nelson Lugo hosts down at BBB sometimes, and he's from New York.
Ooh. Yes, the showgirl that iced me at the Jacksonville show that I hosted at, she's performed in New York a few times, and I know that she knows a couple of people as well.
Now, New York, where is that? Is that a big city? I haven't heard of it.
Where the crab cakes are, where the fuck you
The crab cakes there
it's
are
the Lone
spectacular.
Star
spectacular.
The
Times
Windy
Square
City.
Crab cakes.
The Ponderosa garlic shrimp are to die for.
Yeah, it's the Sunshine State. Come on, guys.
The New York City, the Windy City, the second city.
That's not, yeah, no.
Home of the Whopper.
The Twin Cities.
No.
Home of the Sizzler.
No.
The land.
Sizzler.
Down under.
The Lone Star State.
You're all wrong.
Prove it.
He can't.
He lives there.
Can't prove it.
Not even once.
Yeah.
Yes, huge burlesque scene in New York. Colorado, I'm sure.
Yeah. Especially if you've got what is now legally used marijuana. I'm sure there's something relating to that. There's probably a weed-themed burlesque show that happens.
Sounds awesome.
Every April 20th. In Denver? Absolutely. It's got to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like I said, the last one I saw was in Denver. But, like, as far as, like, hooking up with a troop so I can have fun naked pool time. Like,
that's what I meant, too. Yeah,
now, by the way, exactly. That's what I need.
Just
I
be nice, be cordial, and don't be a dick.
And don't let Kelsey talk to him.
And don't show your dick. That's
not the first time. Wait, I can't? Bring Kelsey. Kelsey will be your ticket in.
I think Kelsey would be your ticket in.
Dumbass.
He doesn't know how things work.
You guys only hung out with him for a 48-hour period.
And now that you've met with him, he's so attractive. He just feels the world owes him everything. So he feels he's just going to show up. First off, he's assuming all burlesque troops are the same. These people are really cool. They're not all the same. You don't know that. Maybe they are, maybe they're not.
First off, you know, secondly, you're comfortable being naked. Well, basically
Dutch just thinks he's going to walk in and they go, "You're our friend. Let's hang out. Look at this handsome chap."
That's not how that works.
Basically,
I love how you just assume that I don't have any social skills and don't know how to talk to people.
It's not that we assume.
But I just
we do a show with you twice a week.
So we know it. So we know you don't.
So it's a known fact.
It's a known fact.
Straight up question. Who swam into a pool this weekend?
Who
was also drunk at the time. It happened.
That's a valid excuse.
All of us are drunk. We didn't swim into the side of the pool.
Oh, you've never done that before? You've never accidentally smashed your face against something?
No.
I drowned in a pool.
I was
like an adult.
Drunk and had Coke for the first time in 2 or 3 years, and
well,
I didn't
Coke makes
bang
you
my head on anything.
Let's be honest.
That's why I drink Pepsi.
Fair point.
Ashley, that was the worst joke I've ever
had. I enjoyed it, though.
Hold on. What did you say, Ashley? I missed it.
You were going to Coke.
Say it again. Maybe I missed it. Tell that's a joke.
Set it up.
What was the joke?
I didn't hear shit.
Well, Joe said something about, I do Coke, and what was your joke?
I said, well, that's why I drink Pepsi.
Good.
Yeah. Good job, Ash.
Everybody
like
be quiet. Hold on. Let's just sit down for a second.
Does he get a bomb?
He's got your friend.
That's funny. I'm funny.
I hate your voice.
I think what the point is here is that you just need to move to Florida and hang out with us.
Yeah, there you go, Dutch.
Do you know how many of our group was trying to find an excuse to stay? I think at least half of them.
I heard that a couple of times. Yeah. I'm honored.
Yeah.
Wait, which group? You have two groups.
I mean,
3 days is not enough.
If I had my own car down there, I'd still be there.
See, Joe is one.
I would have taken off another week of work. I didn't give a shit.
Judge from 360 on 420 was at the very beginning. He said, "I'm looking for an excuse to stay. I don't want to go home."
Is he the one? He's from Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Yes. He was talking with me about I don't need to be in Virginia anymore. I need to be here. This is so much fun. Please give me more excuses.
Yeah. Just trying to leave Virginia, man.
He's the one that drops like it's hot. Did you see him drop it?
Oh,
did you see
Judge
drop it?
Yeah. You see my butt cheeks, man?
He drops it.
Dan in the chat room is also going, me, me, me. So I think he wanted to stay, too.
Yeah, we had a very good time.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Come definitely. Back.
Yeah.
Stay.
Hey, guys, I love you. I got to go. I got to charge my phone.
Bye, pretty lady.
Bye, pretty lady. We love you. Good night.
Bye, Tim. Night, night.
She hasn't said anything the last, like,
the other thing is,
feed the chickens.
The other thing is, because, Dutch, I was listening last night to some of it. Royce, I heard you mention, I don't know if I should say his name, but the gay fella.
Yeah.
That was at the second part. Yeah. You mentioned some along lines of, like, he was so shocked.
Oh, he was so happy. No, I could say, yeah, he says, I'm just really happy that all these, he came up to me and said, I'm so happy these guys feel so comfortable to be naked around me. He goes, that doesn't happen all the time.
In the environment we were with the people, I wouldn't have thought twice about that, but that's so cool. But dude, that guy was so cool.
He was awesome, right?
In mid-conversation, he was just like, excuse me, Joe, I just got to blow somebody real quick. I just pull out a cigarette and go, all right, man, do your thing. I'll finish talking in a second.
He's the best.
I don't care.
He's
like,
hilarious.
That
he's one of my favorite people. Yeah. He's so much fun.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah.
He kept telling me that he was Snapchatting pictures with me to his roommate because his roommate, I guess, was like a party pooper, and he was awesome. Making him feel jealous that he wasn't there.
His roommate is now completely in love with you, John, so just so you know.
Completely
you,
in love? Yeah.
Nice.
So in
Wait.
Love.
Oh, and also, not to mention, he told me specifically that he had a crush on Ashley.
Yeah, I
that
heard
that. Anybody, oh, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Out of anybody at the party, at the Saturday the night's accent? Party, it
Ash
would be
was
Ashley.
His type.
No,
yeah.
he likes them tall, white, and thin.
Yeah, because I've lost lots of weight.
And he's dropped some weight. He's looking rather thin nowadays. Yeah. So Josh,
you are looking good, Ash. Good Josh job.
Well, so good.
Ash, you're still there. Do get yeah. yourself some ass.
I've got a day left.
I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you out. Download this app. It's called Grindr.
Yeah, fuck off.
You guys have that in the UK?
He totally got hit on when we were over at the getting the Mexican
place.
Really?
Yeah. Mexican restaurant. She was all about the accent. Oh, where are you from?
I'm from London.
Oh, Val, your accent. Oh,
kid. I hear her getting moist.
Oh, gosh. Does everybody talk like you? I wish you were here long. I'd be sick here.
Is everybody from England that tall? Oh, you must be hung like a moose.
Like Moosin'. Moose.
Was she Canadian?
Moosin'!
So, Ash, did you get her number?
No.
Well, no, because he doesn't fit in his phone.
No, because his phone doesn't work in
call,
this country.
Actually, you have to put like plus and then like 75 numbers and a Q and no, like an asterisk.
No.
And then like
he should have got a burn phone, man.
Yeah.
In the international code. Mm-hmm. And then his number. It's
I don't
simple.
Believe that's true.
I like how all of you answered his question for him.
No, because he gets a burn phone. He can just be like, oh, I don't want to say this, but I'm a secret agent.
Well, for the apparently for the Australian Secret Service.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, that's your cover. You're Aussie Mantooth, and you're deep
Aussie
undercover.
Mantooth?
Is the Aussie brush.
Aussie Mantooth?
I like to hear so much. Some more about this Aussie Mantooth, if you will, John.
Well, he has a pet dingo.
I need a theme song, John.
Ozzy Mantooth married to Gertrude Mantooth.
Gertrude probably. And Ozzy Mantooth of the
Ozzy
Mantooth.
Mantooth driving through the street. Oh, he's in his kangaroo eating blooming onions. He'll get the girl. Oh, he knifey spoonsies.
It's really good. I love it so far. I love it.
I'm so hot right now.
Cut and print.
Oh, fuck. Send it to Fox. They'll pick it up. They're doing really bad right now.
They'll take anything.
They're doing really bad. Just send it to them.
I got an idea for a show. You know the most
TBS.
Famous
Let's lip
comic
sync.
Book character oh. ever? Let's make him a kid and have nothing to do with the show.
I love Plastic Man.
No, excuse me.
What reference are you talking
about? Gotham. Yeah.
What's wrong with Gotham?
Mostly everything Gotham? Except the Penguin. It's bad. It's like Smallville on Fox.
Aww.
That's a big insult for a TV show. Smallville got really terrible.
Yeah, especially after season 2.
It was so good in the beginning.
Yeah, but then fucking Clark Kent didn't leave Smallville until he was 37 in this fucking continuity.
Well,
fucking 2 child support payments, then he finally became fucking Superman.
You, every episode, somebody lost their mind because of some reason.
Meteors,
and got
meteors, Dutch.
And then, you know.
Because they the ran meteors. Out of colors of different kinds of kryptonite.
Whoa, African-Americans exactly. of different kinds of kryptonite.
Remember right. how they were going to spin off the Aquaman by having a
Lou
UN
Diamond
college
Phillips
alum
was
who was a lifeguard come in and then just leave, and then they filmed like one episode of it and then they scrapped it?
Yeah.
No.
How many times
I don't
did you
remember
watch
that.
It?
Lou Diamond Phillips was in the pilot of that show. That's why I remember it. I follow his career.
And I was supposed to be in it, too.
You were supposed to be in Aquaman?
What?
Were you? Yep.
Royce, what is your
It was the same production company that did the that horrible TV show, South Beach.
The answer is La Bamba.
Nice.
That was your question?
The answer is La Bamba.
Makes sense.
Well Bravo. Done. Well
Bravo.
Played.
What's wrong, Dutch?
Did we just already breeze through the first hour?
Yeah, the first hour was us farting around about it. The second hour, we have some stories. Hopefully we get to them. Everyone's hanging out. Is everyone going to hang out here? Going to do the Game of Thrones show, too?
Game of Thrones.
Yes?
Well,
yes.
That's nice.
Fuck, that's going to be awesome.
All right.
All right, well, second hour coming up. Marie, why don't you take us to break so I can get some refreshments in my body?
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to
Atomicast.
Warlife Radio! Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
You know the way the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Now deep beat, cause the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep beat, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic. all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep B. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep B. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call by now.
Here we go, answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
This is pitiful. 1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype. Sounds like they used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and they used to eat it. You're hypocrites, all of you. You got a problem with what I'm saying, Larry? Untie your tongue and you come out here and talk, huh? Am I upsetting you, princess? You know, you want a prediction about the weather. You're asking the wrong film. I'll give you a winter prediction. It's gonna be cold, it's gonna be gray, and it's gonna last you for the rest of your life.
Back live, Hippo Juice. Second hour. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Joined with a plethora of guests.
The best kind of guests.
What is a plethora?
Do you even know what a plethora is?
Hefe. What is a plethora?
So the way I want to start, because I'm very excited for this second hour, is... as you know, on this show, we have... I'm so happy to do this, finally be on this end of this.
Hooray!
We have challenges that happen all the time.
Food challenges, but sometimes normally, not.
So
sometimes they're game challenges.
When we have these challenges, we have to drink these disgusting sodas for the losers.
Delicious sodas.
If you
sodas.
Remember back a couple months ago, I drank a sweet cream soda. What else did we drink, Sean? Sweet cream?
It was
sweet corn.
Sweet corn.
It was sweet corn.
And ranch.
No, I drank ranch.
You did have to drink the whole ranch bottle yourself.
You didn't drink the ranch.
I'm actually surprised we didn't do one of those food challenges when we were there, because might I add, speaking of food, fucking Red Door is tits.
You would be mistaken, but we'll get to that. Royce, continue.
Hold on. You weren't going to get out of this one, Rami. So we had a 99-stock Smash Brothers challenge, a new Smash Brothers for Wii U, a 99-stock this last Thursday. And it was myself, Sean,
El Fantastico.
El Fantastico, who was at the live event, and Ramcat. So we played. And I'd like to point a couple things out. I'm very happy about this. I won, if any case anyone was curious.
And this, nobody cares.
Sean,
this is a game?
Smash Brothers, you saw us play, Chipback.
I'm speaking for the listeners, you dumb fuck.
Most listeners know what Smash Brothers is, pretty popular.
Well, when we explained what Smash Brothers was
stock,
earlier.
I don't know what that
is.
Oh,
99 stock.
Smash Brothers with 99
lives.
99 lives. There you go.
Yeah, you
we've done this
Jesus
once
before.
We've
I
done
thought
this,
you know this.
We've done this once before. But anyway, yes, it's 99 stock.
And so after 99 lives, Royce won.
And the first person to lose all his lives was Ramcat. It's okay. It's okay. Listen, you had a good time. That's what matters, right?
I had a great time. Are you done?
Because
I would like to do my rebuttal to your comments.
Please go ahead.
Number one, how many Smash Balls did I get during that game?
11. 12. He got 11 12. Smash 12. Balls.
It was 12.
12. Sorry. How many in a row did I get during that game?
12. But now I'll say this, and that was really cool that you did that, but I won.
See, number two, listeners of More Like Radio, I can't fulfill my end of the bet when the person that made the bet forgets to bring the most important drink for a food contest to the only live event that you guys have
year. I forgot. He was supposed to drink it at the live event, and I forgot. But now, on the upside...
Now we get to drink it here.
We get to drink it here. What we're drinking this evening is, remember, Lester's Fixins. Come on, y'all.
Get your fixins,
y'all.
It's artificial buffalo wing soda original.
This is gonna be so bad.
Oh God.
Ugh. What's wrong with buffalo soda?
Well,
original.
Everything.
Well, the fact that Royce has been walking around for the past 2 weeks screaming and singing buffalo soda, I want to kick him in his dick every
time
he does it.
In the heart of America.
I hate it.
Okay, so I'm opening the soda right now.
Can we smell it first?
For listeners who don't know, like what Lester's Fixins is basically like a joke brand of soda, correct? And they just have these ridiculous flavors.
There's actually a store nearby us where we can buy Lester's Fixins, so we no longer have to order it online.
What does it smell like, Sean?
To have it.
What does it smell like, Sean?
I love Orange Crush, and it smells exactly like Orange Crush.
Marie, what does it smell like?
Great. Now I want Orange Crush.
I know, right?
It smells like spicy Orange Crush.
Do you think that Carlos might like it?
Oh, God.
So there was ranch, there was sweet corn. What were some of the other flavors
pumpkin
that you guys
pie.
Had to do over
peanut
the
peanut butter and jelly.
I think one of them is garbage juice.
Bacon.
Peanut butter and jelly, which was the original, the very first Lester's Fixins that both of you guys had to drink after you lost a food challenge to the guy that weighs $1.60 soaking wet. And then you guys lost again. Oh. No, not you. and then you guys drank the pumpkin pie ranch combination.
God, it was so bad. Okay.
No, it was pumpkin pie and sweet corn.
Pumpkin pie and sweet corn. That was our
You bought the pumpkin pie one the other day when we went to the candy shop.
Yeah,
actually.
I'm going to drink it later.
So he's about to drink it. Yeah, well, let me go zoom in a little more on him here. I think I can.
Yeah, I want to be able to savor his facial expressions.
Here it is. We got him now. We're going to go ahead and have him take you're going to chug this. You're going to sip it. What's your plan of attack?
Better's choice.
Ooh, better's choice. Guys, help me out here. Do we want him to sip or do we want him to chug?
Sip it.
Well,
sip?
I'd like him to take like a wine sip so you can get a nice firm taste of it.
Ooh,
like swish it in my mouth.
Since I was the one who proposed this whole 99 stock battle.
I like it.
And in all fairness, I've never played a 99 stock battle, and I didn't realize that you're stuck with the same stupid character the entire
Look
time.
Look at these excuses coming up.
No, there's no excuses because I got 12 Smash Balls in a row, but that's beside
you
the point.
You also have buffalo soda in your hand.
In the heart of America, Royce. In the heart of America.
I mean, let's not forget that Royce did have to team up with Patrick to take me down because I was ahead by 10 whole lives. I mean...
You keep yelling about getting however many things in a row. You know what you didn't get, Mark? Was a win.
A win. You didn't get that. You didn't get that.
Don't.
No, you do
to
have
him.
Now
don't,
a soda.
Don't listen to him.
That I do.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Stop stalling. Let's
take
go.
Take a sip.
Okay.
tell me how it tastes. I want to know how it tastes. Go for it. I want to know. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. It looks so bad. He's swishing it around in his mouth like a crazy person. Oh, he likes it. He's pretending he likes it. You can't like it. Good God, that man has a family.
Oh my God, King.
Oh, my God.
He's chugging it.
He's drinking the whole thing.
Oh, break him in half. Oh, my God. Release the puppies.
That tasted really good.
Oh, you son of a bitch liar. There's no way.
It wasn't bad, huh?
There's some left. Taste it. It's not that bad.
It smells like Orange Crush. I had to
drink another one. This wasn't worth it.
That's not part of the bet.
That's not part of the bet. I won't do that. He did his bet. He did his bet. Apparently, Buttercup does not like it.
This is really good. Try it. There's some left.
Wait, check his tongue for wax. Does he have wax on his tongue?
No, he doesn't.
Quick, Mark, put your tongue in my mouth.
That's not that bad.
See, the English guy agrees with me.
Yeah, but my food's shit.
But his food's terrible, so that's not fair to judge.
Damn it.
All right. Fine, he did it. Good. You know what? I'm glad. Fine. You took it like a man.
Phrasing. What did you want to stretch it out for 10 minutes, me drinking a soda? That is awesome radio, guys. Not good.
Wow, we were hoping you would hate it, not like it.
No, I know, and he did exactly. See, that's the thing with him.
Sean, I don't hate it.
He knew he was going to like it, and when he likes it, it makes me look like more of a bitch when I hated the other one. See, it just makes me look more like a bitch.
Yeah, but usually, like, hot wings flavored soda, think that would be the worst one.
No, I guess not. I mean, I remember the peanut butter and jelly one was bad. It was mostly because it tasted like salted grapes, like Sean said. That was bad.
Yeah,
that was awful. Yeah.
I think the way you described it was you had a fourth grader throw up their lunch in your mouth.
Yeah.
This is incredible. It's incredibly bitter. I would almost compare it to, which is the reason why I liked it. It tastes like mustard to me.
It tastes like mustard.
So.
When have you ever drank just straight up mustard?
I have.
But I really like condiments, and I do like mustard, so.
Yeah, when you're bored in high school and you can't get alcohol, that's the kind of things you resort to.
Just drink mustard, bro.
Yep. Or syrup, or anything that's at a diner.
I believe you mean scissor.
Codeine, I will do. But only in the event of a headache or, you know, subsequent.
Or being really bored.
Sinus congestion.
All right. Guys, I think after Dutch and Royce, and now the first 70% of hippo juice. Do we want to try to get into a different story or?
Sure.
Okay, cool. I have a fun one for you guys. Pat Robertson, 700 Club fame.
Should we pause and reflect on Pat Robertson?
Yes, we should.
Whoa, Pat, Midwest pie eating champion Robertson?
The very one and the same. Pat Robertson, it's cool if your husband gets drunk and blows that guy just that one time.
Well, yeah. Forgive
that's
me.
That's his nickname?
Bro.
Wow.
No, that's
now,
that's
this, is the, this is the televangelist that's made millions of dollars off of idiot people, right?
Yes. So let's want to hear him? Here you go.
Okay, this first one is from Carolyn, who says, my husband and I are Christians and have been together for 11 years. Recently, I found out he cheated on me with a male Christian friend in our church. He says it was a mistake that had just happened while they were drunk, and he wants me to forgive him. I don't know if I can. What should I do?
You've been married for 11 years. Mm-hmm. This guy got drunk.
But
it sounds like
friend?
He's beating off.
He's sexy, sexy story time.
Are you not?
Yeah, he's just, you know, he got all drunk, you know, sometimes.
Candace, can you read the rest of that? I'm cranking over here.
Read it back to me, but read it like sexy. Read it sexier to me.
Yeah.
Was he a heathen now? Or like, was he like a really.
There it is. There it is. Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for.
And when you finish, say, my, what a lovely tea party we're having.
You know, sometimes you just get drunk, you know, and it happens.
He says it was a mistake that it just happened while they were drunk, and he wants me to forgive him. I don't know if I can. What should I do?
You hear the cat? Did everybody else hear the cat in the background?
Yeah,
I
thought that was somebody else.
No, yeah, that's
I thought
a cat.
That was one of us, like, laughing in the background.
No, it's a cat.
Why? No, I heard it. Please. Definitely heard it the first time in the
fuck's
second.
Her cat?
I can. What should I do?
Why? Why is it there?
What the fuck is there a cat there?
Shut up, Mira.
Jeez. It's not Mira.
Okay, come on. And focus.
I don't know if I can. What should I do?
No. Come on, Nono Cat. Give it a chance. Fucking so negative, that cat.
I don't know if I can. What should I do?
You've been married for 11 years.
Yeah.
This guy got drunk.
So drunk.
Just so fucking sloppy.
Goddamn drunk.
But with a male friend from church, that's kind of strange.
Wow.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What kind of underpants were he wearing?
It's his third low that he just dropped.
Hey, bring that cat over here.
Yeah.
And from church, that's kind of strange.
Now hold still, hold still, hold still. Oh, right against your belly.
Come on, no, cat.
Was that even called for?
With a male friend from church, that's kind of strange. Hey.
It's not strange.
Well, hey.
Well, hey. We've all been there.
Joe's right. Like, hey, what are you going to do? Come on.
He really is talking like this.
Sometimes you guys are off your friend with a cat.
Yeah.
With a cat.
Meow. Meow. Oh, that's strange.
Come on, no cat. Let Pat finish.
From church, that's strange.
Hey.
Drunk, he didn't know what he's dealing with. She says, should I forgive? Of course you should. If he...
My wife did.
I blew three guys.
Look, sometimes you're hanging out with a friend, all right? I'm sitting there, I'm hanging out with a friend, right? We're having a couple beers.
Preachy, brother.
Pastor Royce.
You take some shots, and you want to put a delicious cock in your mouth. God forgives you for that. Come on. We've all been there, right, guys?
Amen.
Guys?
Once or twice.
Congregation? What I'm saying is, you blow someone, you forgive them. It's really simple. It's in Leviticus.
Or you pay him. Come on.
Or you pay him.
This way all the time, if he's a habitual drunk, if he's a habitual homosexual, is he?
What are habitual homosexuals?
Did he have a stroke jerking off to that story?
No, he was coming in the middle of it, so he stuttered a bit, Joe.
Okay, sorry.
Habitual homosexual sounds like Joe's next prank album.
He were this way all the time. If he's a habitual drunk, if he's a predictable
homosexual.
Habitual homosexual, is he a habitual philanderer and all the rest of it?
What?
Hafoy? Did you say Hafoy?
What's a habitual homosexual?
I didn't
homosexual?
Get any of that sentence.
I don't know.
A homosexual?
Yeah.
Somebody that's homosexual all the time?
All the time.
But habitually?
Habitual. All the time.
Is he a habitual philanderer and all the rest of it?
Philanderer?
Hafoy. Let's hear him trying to get through that sentence.
He's trying to talk over his dentures, and it's not working. Like, it's... Okay. Seriously, let's see if we figure out this word.
Habitual homosexual. Is he a habitual philanderer and all the rest of it?
I think he's... Wait.
I think I know what he said.
What?
I like Benoni-sized nipples. And
ah, fuck! That's not... No, don't play it.
Play it.
Don't do
it. That's saying she can't have bologna-sized nipples because you almost see anything else in those nipples.
Shut up! You fucked up one time!
Way to talk.
All right.
That's saying she can't have bologna-sized nipples because you almost see anything else in those nipples.
I want to play that for Mark and Tina just so they could get the full...
Fuck you. I hate you. All right, here we go.
Habitual homosexual, is he a habitual philanderer and all
that's
the rest of it?
That's saying she can't have bologna-sized nipples because you almost see anything else in those nipples.
It's the same thing, right?
Yep.
That's good. That's a really good impression, Pat Robertson, of Pastor Royce.
Fucking fuck.
PR. Jesus.
Yeah, that is true. Pastor Royce, Pat Robertson.
Are you modeling yourself after Pat Robertson?
Pat Robertson, Pastor Royce, Puerto Ricans.
Unintelligible sentences.
All the same.
Planner and all the rest of it, then by all means, take a hike. But
take a hike?
One time.
Hey, pal, take a hike.
11 years. Don't throw all that away.
Hey, you're a homosexual. Why don't you make like a leaf and get out of here?
It's made like a tree and leaf.
Off Deacon Johnson, you can just get out.
The Lord forgives my terrible pun.
Oh, man. So, look, Pat is just trying to help people, and I get it, you know, habitual homosexuals.
Dude, how many of these questions that are sent in are from people like us just fucking with him that he reads?
100% probably.
Right? I would like to see how many can get through.
Can we start doing that? Let's start just sending him fucking questions.
We put little show references in there just to see if
exactly.
people get them. That'll be
yeah.
great. We should
yeah.
really do that. I'm going to start, Joe, if you sure. I'm going to just go online.
Legit questions,
it's got to be simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to start everyone out with, I'm a Christian.
Uh-huh. My fake handle is going to be Jesus Fans with a Z, 82. And it's going to be really good. I'll be like, hi, I'm a Christian. And sometimes
husband Joe has a very massive penis, and apparently only this one person who's kind of a bear named Hammy enjoys it, and he doesn't want to have a user be- like subtle references yes. like that.
My username would be Kane Able Body 43.
Oh fuck, John, that's really good. Wow,
my husband.
I mean, are we gonna make this happen, or are we just like talking about it?
My husband goes off on his field trips with his church group, and they feed the chicken. I don't know what that means, but he always comes back so tired.
So tired. He's just so he doesn't like me to touch him. All right, fucking Pat Robertson.
Does he have a? Does he finish up his
no,
point
that's
there?
It.
Or
that's,
that it?
That's all. The cat killed him, I think, in the end of it. All right. Well, we have a very, very fun story out of Gainesville, Florida.
Who are you trying to convince?
Well, I'll read it. Naked
Florida
pedestrian.
Story, you say?
It's a Florida story, yes.
Son of a bitch.
Fuck!
From Florida.
John, why did you do that?
Because everybody else gets to do it, and I want to
hate
do
this
it
bit.
I might not be the brightest guy.
You guys all want to move here.
Yeah.
You guys are idiots. You guys are big idiots. Naked pedestrian tries to carjack man offering him clothes.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, what?
Oh my God, who snorted?
Stick them up. Here's my jeans. Like, naked how do you carjack someone with clothes?
Naked pedestrian tries to carjack man offering him his clothes.
That just sounds like a fair trade to me.
So if I give you my clothes, I can have your car?
Yes.
That's depends not a carjack. It's a barter system.
You saw them. They're all shredded, but they're like $300 a diesel.
Yeah.
What is this, Terminator 2?
A man was arrested Tuesday.
Your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Give them to me now.
Was there a crater around this man? Because that would make sense, guys.
That was a very fast
that
and very
really
quick
good.
Reference.
All of you guys. That was bam, bam, bam. A man was arrested Tuesday after he was accused of trying to steal a car while naked from a man who offered him clothes. At 3:25 p.m., a 32-year-old Gainzo Keith Hines was in the buff and ambling along on the 20. Nice. It doesn't matter where. When he came up along a man beside the vehicle who offered him a chance to cover up. The man told Gainesville police officers he reached into his car for some clothing. And Hines garbled. Hines grabbed his.
We're going streaking!
Frank, duck, take. And began to choke him, according to a jail booking report. Hines told the man to get on the ground and handed over the keys to the car, according to the report. Hines' grip eventually forced the man down, and Hines told the man he no longer wanted the keys.
Wait, what's his name again?
Hines.
Hines Bricks!
Hines then
no,
ran away.
I don't think that's...
And
you have any idea how fucking busy I am?
Was that a sound drop, or was that John?
That was just John. That was just John. He told them that he was that's that. By the way, that's going to be the name of John's acoustic album, Just John.
Oh, he's taking out his penis.
Hines was arrested on charge of carjacking and booked into the Alachua County Jail. He will be remanded Wednesday, awaiting bond, James Bond hearing.
Junior,
wow. Yeah, Junior, my favorite of all the
James Bond Junior.
Sounds like those crackheads in Tampa that were trying to sell tickets into heaven.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Did you hear about
that? You can get tickets to heaven?
Yeah. Wow. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. You got to see their mug shots. They
are selling them now?
Yeah. I mean, you can buy
one. You have to get like those big coupon books, but they're in the back. Like, you know, the 2-for-1 at Hooters. But then in the back, they have they look really cool. Cops arrest, couple arrested for selling golden tickets to heaven. That was this month.
In Tampa.
Don't ask me why I have that as a draw.
Why
no one was
you?
Gonna.
This is ringtone.
I do these just for me sometimes. A Jacksonville couple has been arrested for selling what they claim to be golden tickets into heaven.
I got a golden ticket.
Jacksonville police stated it's not illegal to sell golden tickets to heaven, but what the couple claimed were golden tickets turned out to be pieces of wood spray painted gold. The couple was selling their products under false pretenses, which prompted the arrest.
Oh, Florida.
I don't care what the police say. The tickets are solid gold. It ain't cut up 2x4s. I spray painted gold. and it was
and
just,
I whacked John's butt with them.
And it was Jesus who gave him to me behind the KFC, behind the KFC, and said to sell them so I could get me some money and go to outer space.
So you went from a streaker in Gainesville to selling tickets behind a KFC in Tampa. So the circle is complete for the old school reference. There you go. Yes. Congratulations.
I met an alien named Stevie who said that if I got the wait.
What was his name?
His name was, hold on, I have to fucking find it now.
I thought you said his name was Steve.
Well, Stevie.
Steve!
Come on.
You have a lot of drops. We understand.
That's the point. Now this is where I get the good.
Yeah, there they are. There's the two lovers.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh my.
Whoa.
They're hot.
I don't think that's what you meant.
Yes, nobody ever gives me tickets to heaven.
What is on his face? Is that scratch
obviously
marks?
He's a cat something.
Meow.
Good improv.
He fell.
Kind of floundered after doing that.
It's my war paint.
You talk like a
it's
fag.
It's my war paint
and
as
your
I
shit's
go
all retarded.
The war of terror in heaven. I need some people to join my troop.
The war of terror in heaven? All right. You know what?
What?
I randomly clicked the stories. We're hoping it's not Florida, but I feel there was this very Florida heavy week. So, fight over Facebook message leads to Miramar shooting, cops say.
Wow.
Hot.
Nice. Miramar, Florida. That's the hub of action if you've ever been there. Sun Sentinel. Wow, Sun Sentinel. Wow. Good, good, good. That was really cool.
Sun Sentinel's going into space.
Miramar police say when a husband found out his wife had been messaging an old acquaintance on Facebook, he went to the man's house and shot him. 22-year-old Chris.
Okay, well, that's fair, right?
Sounds reasonable. What?
That's, hold on. The guy's an American guy, but he has a British delivery. This you know what I mean? Like, he went to his house and shot him. You know, like, his sentence doesn't go down at the end. Mm-hmm. Did anybody else catch that, or was it just me?
Everything has a little bit of inflection?
It's just you, bro.
I have to hear it again. I didn't notice.
Yeah.
When a husband found out his wife had been messaging an old acquaintance on Facebook, he went to the man's house and shot him. 22.
That's a gay. Yeah.
Instead of going, he went to this house and shot him. You know what I mean? Like, usually with news people, they have like a up and down, but in Britain, or at least generally.
It sounds like a sexually frustrated 15-year-old.
He sounds like
he
sounds like he has voice modulation. He just, I just want to sound like this because I'm just talking about the couple that got shot in Miramar because.
Am I wrong, Ash? Like, don't they like kind of like level out rather than go down at the end of the sentences in the news reads?
You're right about everything you say.
Thank you.
One summer, I thought I had mono, but it just turned out I was really bored.
Romelu was arrested April 26th in Pompano Beach on attempted second-degree murder. He's accused of shooting a man named Clarence Otley in the leg after a fistfight over message.
Pop quiz. Shoot the hostage.
I was going to say, shooting in Miramar, this guy must have been a top gun.
He really was. It was actually Point Break. They're recreating it.
Dissent between Romelu's wife and Otley. During a first appearance hearing on April 28th, Broward Judge John J. Hurley set bond at 30.
Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Jingleheimer Hurley?
Oh, damn it. I was gonna make
his name was my name, too.
Right, every time we do it right there.
And when the verdict comes out, the people always shout John Jurley Jingleheimer Schmidt.
La, 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 la. 2016.
$1,000 for the attempted murder charge, but revoked Romelu's bond on two separate.
It's been revoked.
All right.
For felony cases.
Whoa, Romelu's Pompalus?
Yes, Romelu's of the Pompalus heir. Yes, it's him. The very one and the same.
What Greek
charge?
Stereotype
but revoked
are you
Romelu's
for?
Bond on two separate felony cases.
Okay, today the court will revoke the bond.
Was he throwing a basketball just now?
Not like
no, he was hitting an anvil.
Yeah, for whatever reason, this judge is also a blacksmith.
Okay, today the court will revoke the bond. Order the bond on the new case, attempted murder, $30,000.
Romelu's attorney, Lodi Jean, said.
Lodi Jean?
Lodi.
As the facts of the case do not warrant a second-degree murder charge. Investigators say Otley told them he received a Facebook message from an old acquaintance.
Well, Louis that's Wicca legal and binding.
Wait. What's the old acquaintance's name? I'm sorry. Hold on.
Told them he received a Facebook message from an old acquaintance, Ludwika Duarte.
I feel like the reporter's making names up as he goes along in the story.
Me too.
Ludwika Duarte gonna give you a bond back now.
That's my character name in Skyrim.
Ludwika Duarte.
The two exchanged phone numbers and started texting and catching up on the 6 years that passed since the last time they saw each other.
When since Otley the Tartwing family reunion.
The next morning, he assumed it was from Duarte and replied with his address. Otley was instead confronted by Duarte's husband of 3 years, Romelu. The two men fought over the mess.
All right.
A Romulan ding
dong. This is a fucking, I was going to say, this sounds like a fucking Star Trek fucking story at this point.
Romelu and Duarte.
Why did he end the sentence with that?
Then Romelu grabbed a small black handgun and fired.
African American.
Whoa.
Little person.
Fired once, striking Otley's left thigh before driving off. Otley later picked Romelu out of a photo lineup. Records show Romelu has 7 previous arrests in Florida on charges including battery, burglary, and drug possession. For this,
and legal use of too many adjectives for his name.
Dylan Boucher.
Well, I guess Romelu's in a little bit of trouble there with LaQuina.
That story sounds fake. It sounds fake real. With those names.
It's real.
Romelu. Sounds like you made it all up.
Do you have a story for me, Marie?
Oh, yeah, I guess I could.
I'm tired of reading for a bit.
Even
though that was video and I was doing no reading.
So no one else is going to harp that he's a Romulan from Star Trek?
We already made that
Romulus the Romulan.
Where's the beef?
We just did that.
I'm going to almost where's the beef.
You just where did the we beef read? That one.
AT&T fires president over racist text.
No, you could read it.
All
That's
right.
A good one.
There's a $100 million lawsuit going on right now. AT&T Incorporated on Tuesday confirmed that it fired Aaron Slater, a president who became subject of a $100 million discrimination lawsuit.
That's because he broke up with Jesse.
Spano?
Yeah.
No. It's okay, Jesse. Slater can't hurt you no more.
Did you break up with her because she was too excited.
She was too excited.
She was excited.
Way
I'm
too
so
see?
I'm so excited! I'm so scared!
Little known fact, that scene right there nailed her that big part in Showgirls.
It did.
Exactly.
Do you think Zach, after that, if this was in real time, do you think afterwards he just had like pity sex with her?
I don't know. The Zach Morris did run through the whole team.
Yeah. He really did.
Even Screech.
He really did, except for Screech.
Yeah.
No, even Screech. Even
especially Screech.
Especially Screech.
The shit
that's Screech. That's how he got the nickname.
Well, do you want to know why the president of AT&T got fired?
Sure.
Not really.
Or AT&T.
AT&T would be better, though.
It would be better.
AT&T, I don't know what that means, but...
AT&T.
That
U-verse, though. He was using his work phone to send racially offensive images.
Like what? Like
the fucking
of
president
black guys
of AT&T
with small
didn't
penises?
Think that he was going to get caught by sending things from his... Okay, hold on.
Surely no one checks his phone.
So what did people what
do? What a dolt.
There, the quote from the company said, "There's no place for demeaning behavior within AT&T."
This
and
isn't Sprint. Was the quote of the company?
This is Patrick.
And
I'm out here on a mission of mercy.
This is Sparta.
My smartphone costs more than your house, pal. Sorry.
I guess the
nice
company.
Guy. Fuck you. Go home and play with your cell phone.
Play with the Candy Crush. You know what first prize is?
What?
First prize is a new iPhone. You know what second prize is?
What?
A set of Nokia phones. Third prize is fire.
You're getting any of these references right now?
Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross, you shitbag.
Oh, I haven't seen
Alec Baldwin, the best scene of the whole movie.
I haven't seen it.
Fuck.
We've God even damn. Done other Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross bits.
The Sorry. Phone is shit. The 4G is shit.
Your shit.
Your shit.
Actually, I think the last time we did a Glengarry Glenn Ross bit
was
with
Joe.
Oh, yeah,
Joe is here.
Joe.
Yes, that's right. I forgot.
That's why I'm so happy again.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So they asked the president. I'm sure they asked the president. Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot? There's my 2 cents. Thank you.
You company man. You fairy.
You came
you
here to help
here
us.
You are to help us.
Not to
fuck
us
up and give us over data charges, you fairy.
Over data charges. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
That's all right.
Royce, the only people who have seen Glengarry Glenn Ross
put,
all
no.
these people.
The
I wish I could join in on the fun.
Put the Instagram down. Instagram is for closers.
Aw. Joe, to answer your question, some of us have and some of us haven't.
Sorry, fucking love that movie.
We know. The images in question were found on Slater's phone by an assistant who was asked to transfer data to a new phone, according to the lawsuit filed Monday by a 50-year-old African-American woman who worked for Slater.
Whoa! Oh, wait, that was fine.
Her name was spelled... Her name was Kaomi King, but, like, spelled like gnome, like a garden gnome, yes. Like with a K. Kaomi King.
Maybe she was a gnome.
Kaomi King.
Was she making shoes? That's the only way to know.
Did a good job with that one.
I know, I try.
Some shoes.
Oh, my God.
Shoes. Problem.
One of the images, apparently, of an African child dancing with the caption, "It's Friday," followed by a term offensive to African Americans. Oh, really?
Yeah.
ABC News? It's Friday, Friday. ABC News described the little black kid that's going, "It's Friday, bitches." They described it as an African child dancing with the caption of "It's Friday," followed by an offensive term to African American. Oh, it was the N-bomb.
Yes.
Sorry. Has been sent in a text describing it as an oldie but goodie.
Nincompoop?
What, saying the N-word?
No, I guess that...
An oldie but goodie.
So they're talking about... Wait, how long have memes been around? It can't be that long.
All day, bro?
Probably as soon as the internet was invented.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Al Gore is really responsible for
it. As soon as what was invented, Marie? Take a spin, now
you're in with the techno set. I you're going hate you as a human being.
Wait for it, pan flute?
No.
There it is. Everyone
is that
enjoy
a pan flute or a calliope?
Fucking that and feed a chicken are on my fence.
Why did you say feed it?
Feed it.
They're being fed right now. They're being fed.
No, I don't like it.
Fed.
I hate every second of this.
Sorry.
Slater.
Joe, you're with me on this one, right?
You brought it up.
Let's see here. King's lawyer, Skip Miller. These fucking people's names are so made up all the time now. King's lawyer Skip Miller told the Associated Press on Tuesday.
Whoa. Skip to my Lou Miller? Oh my God.
Skip to my Lou Miller.
The best defense lawyer.
I loved him.
Remember his finishing move?
Dude, the fucking
boom shakalaka.
Off the top rope.
Off the top rope.
He told the Associated Press on Tuesday that the lawsuit will continue and said the company failed to take action earlier despite the issue being brought to the attention of its board of directors and human resources department. Yeah, this is an AT&T problem, not just an Aaron Slater problem, he said. The lawsuit alleges that King was passed over for promotions and given inferior razors.
These razors edge? Are subpar.
Inferior raises. Because of her race, that she was mistreated and that attempts were made to have her leave the company. King has worked 30 years for AT&T and is still employed there. So
these are the T-Mobile leads and these are not yours. Sorry, I had to do one more.
You know what it takes to really not sell business cell phones? Jigaboo jokes.
Oh, God.
And well Joey played, JoJo Joe. From the turnbuckle. Oh, my God.
I don't think he likes that name, John.
I think he loves it.
It's great.
He likes it better than even Joe.
You know what a huge mistake you made by letting
anybody.
By saying you don't like it. You should never do that.
Come on.
Why do you think feeding the chicken is even a thing right now? Because said I hated it.
Because feeding the chicken is awesome. All of
not
the people
awesome.
At my work
feed
are feeding the chicken.
Feed him.
Oh, God. Ash, right here.
Feed him.
Feed that chicken.
Sorry.
Actually, Royce discovered the origin of the Feed the Chicken video.
Well, no, not even, because I went further back. It was from 2006, according to Urban Dictionary.
But then you also noticed that American Dad did it.
Yeah, American Dad did it, and then also Linkin Park did it.
And they were, like, pretty passionate. Yeah. Almost as passionate
as
Linkin we are.
Linkin Park was really into fucking chickens.
Really?
And feeding them.
Allegedly fucking chickens.
Is there a
allegedly.
Feed the Chicken?
They were allegedly fucking chickens.
Is there a Feed the Chicken reference in a Linkin Park song?
I don't know, Marie. I'm not that big of a super fan. Who am I lying?
Fuck that many chickens. I don't allegedly fuck that
Stop
many
hitting
chickens.
Stop hitting the table.
No, I have to
Stop
allegedly.
Hitting the table.
Keep hitting the table.
Kilt.
So breaking the song Breaking the Habit is about feeding the chickens. Is that what you
yes,
guys are
it
trying
is.
To tell me?
Uh-huh. Yes, it is. Uh-huh. Yep. 100%. Do we have any other?
Well, I'm curious how John feels about Miss Piggy receiving a feminist award.
Oh, that's right.
Miss Piggy. I did not like it very much.
There we have her.
But as long as my Kermit was there to meet me, it was all a great dream come true.
Well, that was just accurate. Awesome.
It was really good. That was
nailed
just,
it.
Just an accurate one.
Is this microphone on?
Why is she here?
She's working on her improv. She's trying to, you know.
She's supposed to be taking out the garbage.
The title of this article says, "Miss Piggy to receive feminist award, which should end all debate on the subject."
Yeah.
What debate?
Yeah, feminism is dead if you're going to be giving it to Miss
Piggy, which is a fictional character.
Well, what Muppet?
Voiced by a man.
Excuse me. What
Muppet? Talk to my lawyer, Bob.
What Muppet? Excuse me. What Muppet should have got the feminist award? Then I ask you.
Gonzo.
Gonzo's a is he a dude? I guess
exactly.
He's kind of asexual.
He's
a
whatever.
Yeah,
he's a Gonzo.
Now we know Guy Smiley kidding. Now that we look, looks just like Dr. Oz.
Is Guy Smiley hits bitches?
Oh fuck! This is why I had you on the show. This leads me into this story. So, I'm sorry. This is very important. Apparently, I found this story about this lady who has a broke up with her fiance. Apparently.
Apparently is the keyword.
April Buckner and April Brucker.
Wait, do we know this person?
Well, Joe. Apparently, Joe had her on the show. I broke up with my fiance for my 16 puppets. Okay,
Joe, you had a 16 puppet woman on your show.
Now this story came out this week, but apparently, Joe, explain this lady to me, please. I want to know. You know her now, and you also apparently had sex with her in a bus stop.
Oh
no, I didn't have sex with her. My fingers did.
Your
I don't know her that
finger
well.
Finger her in a bus stop.
On the show.
So you used her like a puppet?
That's classier.
Sorry. Go ahead. Explain this lady to me before I even read the story.
All right. She's like a New York, New Jersey quote comic. She does a puppet act. And yeah, she did one of those reality shows. I forget. Someone in the comment section on your thing, Royce, mentioned it. But she pretty much faked, at least that's what everyone in the comedy business up here is saying, faked that whole story. That there wasn't a fiance. She just wanted to get on reality TV. So she said, yeah, some guy said it's either the puppets or me. So she was on was it Rachel Ray or one of those dopey shows?
Really?
Just for attention. And
she makes good cookies.
She's just horrendous. There's nothing funny about her. She's one of those girls that's like completely a feminist where she gets offended at anything, but then she'll, you know, every picture on Facebook is her tits hanging out. Like one of those just annoying twats.
Do we have there she is.
We have a video of her that Joe sent me. Apparently she made a video and I'm about to play it. Now you want to explain this video?
Anything for attention. Someone was putting together some music video.
Hold on, Joe, really quick. Let me just get this clear.
Go ahead.
Are you telling me that a woman who is pretending to marry a bunch of puppets is doing it for attention?
Believe it or not, right?
Get out of here. Bullshit. Get right out of town.
I thought she was doing it for the alcohol.
No. she's not.
That was a long way to go.
No, she was doing it for the amphetamines.
You think she's on meth? Now, you.
I think she likes to tell people that she's on meth. She's probably a prude.
How did you end up fingering her, Joe?
Yeah, please tell us that story.
Well, all right. This was, this was like 2007 or something.
Thank you, Josh.
She took a train down here and to the studio to be on the show.
A midnight train to Georgia.
To Joe's.
So I picked her up from the train station, and I had to drive her back
after
the
show. Was it a crazy train?
And yes, it was. And we got back to the train station, and I think we were late waiting for the train or something, and I was bored, so we started making out. And I remember I finger-popped her in the train station, and her first words were, that's the third guy this week that did that. I went, okay, well.
In a train station or just in general?
I didn't want specifics. I don't know. Okay. But that's the last time we hung out.
Well, I have Jungle Woman original music video by April Brucker. So
if you could put the link. Yeah, Dutch, watch this as it goes. Dutch, you're going to love this as much as I do.
Okay.
Just check out the acting chops, if you will.
Wait, is this a video put out by her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, Joe Finger pop this.
Wait, is she the one with the sword thing? I'm a goddess of the forest, an the
woods, yeah. Amazonian warrior. This is racist already. You can cross the jungle to enter my cave.
Just one kiss and you'll be my slave. See this double entendre there, you get it?
She's really good, guys.
Did you get the double entendre? You
more like the racist line?
For listeners, she's a very short blonde woman, like in some kind of like a weird Conan Barbarian outfit with a bunch of like ghetto looking black dudes who were very racistly dressed in loincloths and have these cartoony looking clubs in their hands.
Yeah. So
the obvious New Jersey woods.
I can't wait to see her at Bonnaroo, guys. It's going to be awesome.
She's going to crush it. I've beaten them all with time to spare. Hunter, gather, and head
hunter. Quiet as a mouse, but deadly as a panther. Better. Why are there cats in here?
Why are there cats in every video?
Meow.
Better play nice or else you'll be my human sacrifice. I am jungle.
Human sacrifice.
Woman, raging warrior, jungle woman.
I don't think she's an accurate idea of what the jungle looks like.
Let me ask Buttercup. Do you think she would make it in the Moxie group with this singing?
No.
Very well put.
Why is one of them eating a foot?
I thought it was a boner.
I don't understand why this was. She promoted this. Why would you do that?
Counterpoint, you fingered her.
The cat in this video is more awkward than the cat noise that was in the Pat Robertson video.
Yeah,
these
are.
Hold on. Can I ask a favor?
Sure.
There's only like a minute left, right? So look, can we just play a full minute of that and then like comment on? I just want to see if any of this stuff works in context without the pause.
Let's play a minute. Okay.
Just be fair to her.
I am a jungle woman. I am a jungle woman. Hello, boy. I need a package delivered. Come sail on down the Amazonian River.
You can paddle across in a wooden boat. Just come to
swim in my moat. Overcome your resistance. My Amazonian sister, sink with the
leaves. I hate your voice.
Some blisters, I'll slit your throat. Pull out
put
your
a dick in your mouth and shut up.
With a girl from another tribe. I am jungle woman, raging warrior, jungle woman.
Oh, she's probably filming this in somewhere in upstate New York, though. It's obviously a New York forest or Jersey.
It must be.
Where did she find those African? I'm assuming they're from the Congo or Nigeria or they look authentic, so.
44th Street.
Racist. All racist.
Can I stop now? Has that been a minute? I zoned out. She's so bad.
Nice. Oh, is this supposed to be funny?
I don't understand. Yes. And I don't understand the amount
that was a
of
joke?
She has in views. It's. That's not her only song on there.
It only has 6,000 views. I mean, let's be honest.
That's 6,000
too many.
That's
5,900 too many.
You're right. We should have played this for the show.
She spent 14,000 pounds on puppets. Miss Brucker
it's a UK article. Yeah, again, I don't know why this UK paper picked up on this.
Ashley,
how much is 14,000 pounds?
Brazilian dollars.
Okay, well, I don't think that's
I
don't think that's accurate.
What good is an English person in the room if they can't do the conversion?
Dude, if he's not a currency calculator, what makes you think we are either? Like,
yeah, I was gonna say if somebody said Marie, how much is $1,000 in pounds? I wouldn't have known.
I would say 2,200 in England. Ash, am I right?
Yes, you are. You're right about everything you say.
I've been $1. How about that?
Wait, it's 14,000 pounds.
Yes. Nigga, I don't know.
Roughly converting into American, that's $21,000.
Fine. Good.
If it wasn't so late in the show, I'd give you your number and get her on, but.
You think? Yeah, of course she would, guys. She was an attention whore, right? She would be calling. Yeah.
Oh, she would absolutely, but it's.
Well, why do we hate her right now, though?
Because of what you just heard.
I don't get the visceral. Whatever. She failed on a video that she obviously paid a lot of money for.
April Brucker, 30, was told that by her boyfriend, it's me or the puppets, and she chose the puppets.
That's why we hate her, because she's a liar. That's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, right. The whole puppet fucking thing. Right,
the whole
right.
line thing, yeah.
To get on reality TV.
Gotcha.
While being a reality. The thing is, if you're going to be a comic, like, you're never going to make it
she's
that
not.
Far. Is she not funny?
No.
Oh, she is.
Well, based off of her video, I would say she's hilarious.
Yeah.
Do we have any of her stand-up?
It should be on YouTube.
Is she good at ventriloquism, at least, or no?
Oh, you can see some of those videos on YouTube.
Joe, did you put your dick on the puppets?
Joe?
No, for whatever reason, I didn't.
Joe, come on. You don't think, dude?
Joe, you put your dick on everything.
Everything.
I know.
What is like Red's hot sauce? I put
it
that
was
shit
awkward.
On
she,
everything?
She brought the puppet to the studio in this giant suitcase, and when she got here, she starts. I go, no, you don't bring the puppet out on the air. So it just stayed in this giant suitcase she lugged from Queens or wherever the fuck. So I never got a chance to even see it.
You didn't even take a look?
I'm disappointed.
She was fucking taking trains with a fucking puppet suitcase like a dumb idiot.
Joe, how much quicker did you show your dick to the Moxie crew or to this woman?
To be fair, I was doing my show. Wait, why does that matter?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
That does not make a difference at all.
I know.
Love you. Fuck.
Oh.
So what was the answer? Your show?
Wait, what was the question?
What was the question? Something about my dick?
When did your dick get taken out faster, with her or
I really
with
don't
us?
Remember. If I had to, definitely at your pool party.
How many pills were you on back then?
Yeah,
all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you took a picture naked in my pool while I was at work. Like,
no,
you
Mitch took the picture. I just happened to be naked in your pool.
You know
and
what
which,
I
by the way, that picture looks like you're taking a shit in their pool. It's really, really bad.
Well,
that
it looks like it because
awful.
He
God,
was.
I wish you did. That would have been the greatest thing ever. You shot not. A log out in the middle of
I
the
would,
pool.
I would be so mad at him.
Weekend.
I would have been so mad at him.
Fargo lawmaker sent explicit photo, claims the disclosure was payback for vote on gay right bills.
Oh, we'll send that right over, right?
It was the day after the sexual orient.
Okay.
Orientation bill vote. A Dave Dustin Smith, who came out a few years ago as a Dickinson high schooler, would have
remained. Okay, come on.
Why are we getting so lucky with names tonight?
Why would come they say on. It like that?
Dickinson.
They're just making this shit up now.
Get your Dickinson.
No, we can't use Stamball. We have to use Dickinson.
Remember? Anyway.
Just a couple weeks ago, I saw the front page of the forum with all the congressmen who had voted no on that anti-discrimination bill. And I recognized him, and I was like, who is that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I saw him on Grindr.
Yes, that's what happened.
What?
Like, I took so many loads.
No, Joe, it's not a joke.
Stomach.
Hold on. This Wait. Fargo lawmaker who was against this, was doing this anti-vote against gay rights.
Is that who was just talking?
No, that's this other dude who saw him on Grindr.
I was kidding. Seriously?
No, for real. Check it out.
No, I've seen him somewhere. I don't know. Well, when I was
you
working.
Sound like he's gay.
It's a normal day, and it just dawned on me.
It was here, on Smith's smartphone. In a string of messages he'd exchanged via Grindr, social media.
You totally guessed it and you were right.
Holy shit.
You guessed it and you were right. Now, this is a lawmaker who voted against the gay right bill.
App that caters to gay men. The user, Topman, had been
Topman?
As opposed to Bottom Man?
Yes. Oh. The user's name was Top Man.
Well, I fucking love stories like this because it's always the lawmakers that come out against gay
of
marriage
course.
Or whatever
always.
Turn out to be cock-loving fucks like this.
Of course. Actually, I think I have one of the audio messages he sent.
I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
He is a
really
Top Man.
Really high-quality
so
audio.
He's an elected official, so of course he is Top Man.
He is. Top Man.
Messaging Smith for a year and a half.
For a year and a half?
Hot.
He was making sexual advances, asking me, like, my preferences.
How big is my dick?
Here, hold on. I can read it. Just bored. So what are you what you into? What do you mean? What you looking for on here? Chat mostly. Oh yeah, you a top or bottom? Verse. Nice. You horny? Not really.
What all I like when
all the time.
I'm in the bedroom, that kind of stuff. He had asked for provocative photo.
Okay, hold on a second.
Dick pics.
Now we're fair. Grindr is 100% for sending. No one on Grindr is looking for a long term relationship. Okay, so
my roommate, Elton John.
Your roommate, for example, is he there, Dutch?
Yeah, he is. But his new boyfriend, who we met on Grindr.
Yeah, yeah.
But before he met Jason, dude, he was bringing over like the most random and dare I say, very good looking guys.
Right.
All random, like throughout, like at any time during the day, it wouldn't be that, you know, if I was like at home, like on the weekend watching Sports Center, just some queer would show up and they would be in the back room. I'd hear a little bit of moaning. He'd come out and leave. And he's just like,
I love how Dutch
better.
Tries to make him more masculine. I was watching Sports Center.
What Dutch drinking a beer and eating chicken wings while jerking off and watching Sports Center.
I was cooking
like, sitting there. Like, that's the thing. I'm not trying to make manly. Like, this is my day.
I was doing heterosexual things.
He'd also.
All right, so I was watching Queer as Folk.
Shelf.
And that John and Josh, I mean, just
I was,
why won't they ever get it together?
I was watching Queer as Folk and organizing my scarves. And.
But no, dude. To go to your point,
separating
that
app
my
spring
is 100%
scarves
for
from
fucking
my summer
Betsy.
Scarves.
I wasn't talking, but go ahead.
I was talking.
He had asked for provocative photos of me.
He'd also send images of his own. Explicit images.
Uh-oh, they're censored out.
No.
Dick pics.
You can see his pee-pee.
Oh, shit.
Hey, somebody, like, unphoto that.
And one that identified him as state legislator Randy Boehning, who had voted against protection for gays.
I messaged him after I saw him in the paper.
Down there in Fargo, you know, up there by Moose Lake.
I was,
you know, he's kind of funny looking.
Flabbergasted. I was like, I don't understand.
I really wish you showed me a picture of Dick with some True Crow on it.
Yes.
I'm going crazy out there by the lake. I don't offer those kind of services. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't tell you.
These guys, you know, these guys.
Who tells you that this is my name?
It comes straight from the factory. There's nothing I could do.
No, I'm sorry. Just swallow your cum. I might be just thrown up here.
He was uncircumcised, if that helps.
Yeah.
Go Bears.
He's kind of funny looking.
Oh, end of story.
I want to go to Pancake's house.
There we go. A movie we all can get on board
I'm
with.
I'm sorry. I fucking love that movie so goddamn much.
You guys were doing the Glenn Gergen Lars. Now we finally have this one.
That's how you want to play it? Fine. Not a peep. Not a word.
Are we square?
Total fucking silence.
Are we square?
Are we square?
Yeah, whatever you fucking mute.
So is that your friend the other guy's mouth there, eh?
So he sucked his cock, you know, down there by Babe the Big Blue Ox. All right, we'll finish up this story. I want to finish it. We go a little late. So let's finish up.
I messaged him after I saw him in the paper. And I was...
I didn't fax you that guy's picture of his dick. I could have swore I did it.
I was like, I don't understand how you can hide behind your cell phone or your tablet or whatever you're using.
Why don't we just settle this right here in Brainerd?
To get on Grindr. And then... vote the way that you are. And so I would ask him, doesn't the hypocrisy of that bother you at all?
Smith was also bothered by the unsolicited nature
by the uncircumcised nature of his penis.
Hot and bothered.
Of one of the shots. A graphic image of a penis.
I was kind of not like appalled, but just like,
you know, kind of turned on a little.
This guy's being so overdramatic.
As it would be just like a regular picture of a penis?
Yeah. Like a graphic picture of a penis.
Let's be honest here.
If someone just was sitting in front of you and decided to whip out their private parts, it's kind of rude.
But also yummy.
Can I be, like, it's okay to call this kind of a guy a fag, right?
Well, I don't know.
Is that okay? Like,
yeah,
we're
and he's full of shit. Like, he's shocked.
Ask your
that's
roommate.
The point. He's being an asshole right now, which, you know, you can also call that guy a fag if he's being a dickhead.
You talk like a fag.
Yeah, he's
acting your shit's
shocked,
all retarded.
He's not.
Yeah, like, he was on that site not to get dick pics and hook
right.
up.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, how dare
shut
he?
Up, you
yeah, listen,
liar.
I'm not. I'd be happy if he said, that's the thing. If he said, I was on there to get dick pics and it was awesome. But
right.
I still, you know. And he could still tell the story, and this guy could still be a fucking hypocrite, this lawmaker, without trying to pretend like he wasn't on there to get cock, you know?
Confirmed that the images and the top man profile.
Top man, man. You're dangerous, Maverick.
He is awesome in
him.
Mega Man 3, by the way.
He is. Top man is a hard. No. Top man is the hardest villain in Mega Man. It's so hard.
The now outed legislator said he sees nothing wrong with sending the images or his vote. Boehning told the forum he would vote against the bill again until the language is made less vague. He said, quote, we've got to look out for employers in the state as well. Being who I am in the legislature, it doesn't matter what I am. Whatever you have in the closet, it's going to come out.
Ew. The official statement is fag!
Marie!
Wow, Marie!
That was his official statement, not mine.
And also to what he said, phrasing. Come on, dude. All right, we got to wrap up this show.
Do we?
Yes, so we can get ready for the next one.
We do.
Oh, what's the next one?
I am not running the next one. I am too tired.
Oh, yeah, well, Dennis bitched out on us again.
That's all D-Boy.
No, you're fucking serious?
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing it another week in a row without him.
He's bitching out.
Whatever.
Don't worry, we have plenty of other people.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Cousin Joe show tomorrow.
Oh, you were here.
7 to question mark.
Usually it's 10.
10 p.m.
To yes,
question
thanks
mark.
For paying attention, station owner. Yeah,
there's not. 10. There's not really a question about it.
Question mark.
The question is people stop listening.
Great talking to you all.
Yes,
Buttercup. You. Ramcat, love you guys.
Love you too,
fucking amazing.
Good hearing you.
Anything?
Joey Jojo.
Shut up.
I love it.
I do too.
Buttercup, Ramcat, thank you. Anything you want to plug, guys, while you're here?
Next show for Moxie LaFemme, yes. May 9th at Preservation Hall. Follow us on Twitter, Moxie LaFemme. Follow Gina Tones, Ramcat Jackson. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Love you.
Well, we don't have another live event. Now we have to start planning the next ones we have to do. So, all right, guys. Thank you for listening. Yes. And Game of Thrones coming up in a little bit. And
Wieners and such, not
Cousin
Game of Thrones.
Got Wieners and such. And tomorrow, Cousin Joe. We're out of here.